Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
All right, sectional basketball action tonight here on WCDO. It's the second round of the Section 4 Class C Girls Basketball Tournament. We're live from BG High School tonight as 3-seed Bainbridge-Guilford hosts 6-seed Elmira Notre Dame. I'm Nate Lull. Welcome into the Butler Auto Sales pregame show. Of course, Butler has the area's biggest selection of pre-owned vehicles on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. And at Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Everyone at Butler Auto Sales wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. I'm joined by Greg Bonskowski once again. Coach, a fun time of year where you get deeper into sectionals. It's win or go home, and we are excited for a good contest here tonight. Hard to believe. We were saying this with Rich the other night. The basketball season is so long, but yet all of a sudden here we are at the end, and it feels like, where did it all go?
Yeah, it does. It's the longest sports season in New York State high school sports. And I agree 100%. It pretty much covers almost every break from school except spring break. And all of a sudden, it feels like somebody pulled the emergency brake on your car and you're going to run into a wall because all of a sudden it's over. But that's the nature of a you know, win-or-go-home basketball tournament. And I think it brings a lot of excitement. I think a lot of people like to follow that. I think a lot of people are familiar with that because of, you know, the March Madness. So it's an exciting time of year, and looking forward to some good basketball.
Yeah, this is always one of the busiest times of the year where, I mean, you just can't get the scores out fast enough, whether it's on the radio or my website or social media. People are very hungry to see who won, what's the next matchup, what's it going to look like, where is it, what's the game time. So a fun and crazy time of year. Greg and I are going to take a break. We'll come back with more here on the Butler Auto Sales pregame show. BG Girls hosting Elmira Notre Dame. It's basketball playoff time here tonight on WCDO.
Tired of searching for a vehicle that fits your life? Drive over to Butler Auto Sales, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, your premier auto dealer in the Tri-County area. With 200 vehicles and more rolling in, we're confident your search is over. Cars, trucks, minivans, SUVs, and crossovers, all makes and models. Why not use that tax refund toward a low-mileage, late-model family ride from Butler Auto Sales? Planning a spring break getaway? We have the perfect vehicle for your adventure. We guarantee a minimum of $1,500 toward any trade-in, even if you have to push, pull, or drag it onto the lot. And we've got financing for every credit situation. We will get you financed at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Huge selection, huge savings. Shop online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to be your dealer for life.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, welcome back. It's the Butler Auto Sales pregame show here tonight. Again, it's the Section 4 Girls Basketball Tournament with 3 BG hosting 6 Elmira Notre Dame. Coach, let's talk a little bit about the tale of the stats here as BG comes in. They wanted these home games. They've got them, but a tough opponent tonight against END.
Yeah, BG comes in, you know, with a record of 18-2. They're still the number 10th ranked team in New York State for Class C. That ranking came out on the 24th. So, you know, they played a really good game against Delhi the other night in green, and the MAC championship just came up a little short, but that was a heck of a game. And then they actually played green in the first round of sectionals and won 48-35. The key for me tonight when I looked at NateLull.com and analyzed all the points and the scores and all that, if BG can score 39 points, they're undefeated on the year. So if they can get their offense going and get to that 39-point mark, I think they should be good. In their wins this year, they're only averaging, giving up defensively, just under 30 points a game, 29.7. I don't think Elmira Notre Dame's going to be that inept at the offensive end tonight, but their defense is really something that I think they hang their hat on. And with Coach Conway, you know they're going to be prepared, you know they're going to be ready, and they're going to have a good scouting report for END, who comes in with a record of 11-8.
The other games tonight happening, well, there's a lot of games, but the other games in this bracket for Section 4 Class C girls, the top seed Delhi is hosting 9 seed Groton. That game is in Delhi at 6 o'clock. 5-seed Candor travels to 4-seed Moravia. That game's also at 6. Then we have this BG and Elmira Notre Dame game. And the Unitico girls, the 10-seed, fresh off an upset over Oxford, they travel out to take on Union Springs. That's a 7 p.m. tip. That game, again, at Union Springs. Union Springs looking very, very tough, so the Spartans have their hands full tonight. There are also games across Class D, Class B, Class A tonight. So later tonight we will have all that information for you on natelaw.com. If you want just the final scores, like immediately, what my usual game plan is to post all the scores right on my Twitter page, and then later tonight I can catch up with all the details of points, stats, rebounds, all that type of stuff. So that is the plan tonight. And right now we'll take a break. We're going to have our national anthem, and we'll come back with our starting lineups. BG Girls hosting Elmira Notre Dame. For Greg Bonskowski, I'm Nate Lull on WCDO.
Loyalty rewards are here for your Shindello Federal Credit Union MasterCard credit card. Simply sign up at scorecardrewards.com and receive a one-time bonus of 250 points. Your loyalty rewards can be redeemed for brand-name merchandise, travel, cashback, and credit toward your statement. So sign up today for loyalty rewards for your Shindello Federal Credit Union MasterCard credit card. Go to scorecardrewards.com and receive your one-time bonus of 250 points. Just another member benefit at Shindello Federal Credit Union. Union 114 Main Street in Franklin, federally insured by NCUA. Learn more at shindello.org or call 607-829-3560.
Protect your business and personal information with help from Northeast Data Destruction on Clifton Street in Unadilla, a division of Waste Recovery Enterprises. Hi, Sean LaRose here, reminding you that we offer secure, convenient, and cost-effective document and hard drive destruction, from one-time shredding to ongoing shredding services for businesses of any size. So protect your personal and business information at Northeast Data Destruction, conveniently located at 29 Clifton Street in Unadilla, with drop-off locations on Valley View Road in Sydney and Railroad Avenue in Oneonta. Bins and consoles are available for regular and bulk pickups. Call 563-8982. That's 563-8982.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stove pipe and duct work, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights, plus nails and screws by the pound. We've got everything to get you set for winter at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Cambridge.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. I'm Nate Lull, once again joined by Greg Bonskowski. It's our Butler Auto Sales pregame show. Thanks for listening tonight here on CDO. Also, our free audio stream on WCDOsports.com. That is brought to you by SFCU. Big thank you to Jim Tomeo and Craig Stevens, our producers back in the WCDO studios. Greg is going to have the Elmira Notre Dame starting lineup first.
All right, for the Elmira Notre Dame Crusaders and head coach Kara Hope coming in with a record of 11-8. Senior number one, Callista DeMarc. Freshman number three, Lauren Cusio. Junior number five, Emily Cusio. Freshman number 11, Macy McWhorter. And senior number 14, Peyton Sutrick.
On the other side for BG, you can hear the home crowd here as they will start their starting lineups for longtime head coach Bob Conway. They have senior number four, Peyton Umbra, a junior number 11, Emma Kinter, a senior number 13, Jaslyn Henderson, a junior number 14, Victoria Suda, and a sophomore number 21, Marissa Mayo. Coach, I'm curious. I mean, BG took Delhi to the wire in that MAC championship game. Obviously, they've had one game since, came back and beat Green, but do you think a loss like that motivates them as they continue on in the sectional tournament?
Yeah, I think a loss like that does motivate them. I also think that because the nature of that game and how close it was and that it kind of came down to the last few seconds, that gives the Bobcats a lot of confidence moving forward, and I think their drive and knowing Coach Conway the way I do is, hey, we want another shot at Delhi. In order to do that, we need to win and advance, and hopefully we meet them down the road. So, yes, I do think it gives them a lot of confidence moving forward.
It was very interesting at the sectional seating meeting. Delhi and Union Springs were tied on points and every tiebreaker that they have, and it literally goes to the coin flip of who got the one seed and who got the two. I thought a lot about BG that night because it was literally determining their opponent right in front of me. And so if they win tonight, they could potentially get Union Springs, if it all worked out. And it's just interesting. A flip of the coin could decide how things play out here in Section 4 Class C.
And you don't know. I mean, do you want to play that team for the third time, or do you want to play somebody that's new that maybe hasn't seen you play?
Exactly.
So that's interesting.
All right, we're underway. The opening tip got tapped out of bounds, so BG will get it going right to left. Inside for Suda. She stripped, and Elmira Notre Dame comes away with it going left to right. Down the right side of the floor and into the right corner. Lost it out of bounds there. That was Lauren Cusio. Back to BG as both teams kind of feeling it out here. BG's in the home whites with the navy blue trim, says Bobcats in navy blue lettering. Almost a steal here by Elmira Notre Dame. Good hands by DeMarc. Knocked out of bounds. They are in the royal blue uniforms, kind of that Notre Dame, I don't know, what would you call that, gold?
Yep.
And some white trim on there as well. Notre Dame across the front of the uniform.
And they open in man-to-man defense, looking to put pressure here on the Bobcats and doing a nice job of it so far.
Here's Jaislyn Henderson inside, gets tripped up. Jaislyn goes down hard. Going to go to the line to shoot two. Glad to see she's okay. I thought she kind of fell awkwardly there, maybe a little bit of an ankle twist, but Jay appears to be fine.
And that's the first foul of the night on number 14, Peyton Sutrick, senior post player for the Crusaders.
So here is Jaislyn Henderson. First shot at the line is good for Jay. And the second one coming. Of course, if you follow top scorers on NateLaw.com, none of these BG girls are on there because I think they're just so evenly distributed in terms of points. We can talk more about that. The foul shot was missed. Mayo gets it back and finds Henderson, who puts it in, and it's 3-0 BG.
But that basket was created by great hustle by number 14, Victoria Suda. She dove on the floor, got that loose ball.
E&D back the other way. A shot here by DeMarc was a miss. Henderson was right on her hip. Went out of play, and we'll go back to the Crusaders here, inbounding on the baseline to the left of the hoop.
We had a foul there, actually, on Peyton Umbra. So I don't know if she forced a little bump out of bounds.
Yeah, I didn't even see it. Left side here for the Crusaders. They want a three. Bang, that's up and good for Emily Cusio. Tied at three. And BG, a nice little give and go. Henderson is able to find Umbra, and she lays it in.
Yeah, really nice passing there to break the Crusader press.
And it's 5-3. BG on top here of Elmira Notre Dame, and Henderson got a piece of that one from DeMarc and knocked it out of play. And if I'm looking at just points per game here, yeah, very even for this BG squad. A lot of, they have three or four players averaging right around 10 a game. Good balance to have. Bobcats with a steal. It was tipped by Mayo, and she'll bring it down the floor. Finds Peyton Umbra through the teeth of the defense. Missed the left-handed layup. Rebound back here for Suda. She left it short, and the Crusaders get a rebound.
Good job by Suda there not to go over the back. She wanted to be aggressive for that rebound, but the Crusader player had her boxed out.
Right side for E&D. A long two is up and good here for Emily Cusio.
She's got a nice shot.
She's got 5 points, and we're tied at five with 6:05 to go here in the first quarter. Now a steal up near midcourt. Kinter's going to chase it back. Go to Mayo on the right side. Again, BG going right to left. Feeding one for Henderson. Baseline drive. Jaislyn with a little up and under. No, missed it. Mayo's got a rebound, and Marissa is able to hit that shot from the right low block.
And that's a huge play there because that's the second foul on Peyton Sutrick. So she's going to have to leave the game here with 5:53 to go in foul trouble.
Yeah, Sutrick's going to head to the bench, and Denasia Darrow is going to come in for END. And Mayo trying to extend the lead here for the Bobcats and completes the three-point play. So Mayo with an early 3 points, and BG leads 8-5 with 5:50 to go in the first quarter. Back the other way for END. Off the back of the square, I should say, a little too hard. Rebound comes back here to McWhorter, and she puts it in. BG trying to answer. They go to Henderson on the right low block. Turn around for Jaislyn. Little baby hook is off the mark and scooped up here by the Crusaders off the glass with 5.5 to go in the first and an 8-7 ball game for BG. Second round of the sectional tournament here in Class C. E.N.D. will pull one back out, finding DeMarc, and looks like she dribbled it out of bounds.
Yep, her 1 foot there just kind of caught the sideline. So good ball pressure there by the Bobcats to create that turnover.
And so Umbra will walk it down the floor. Quick pass ahead and finds Jaislyn Henderson as she lays it in. Wow, what vision there by Umbra.
Yeah, she was all the way on the other side of half court and found her Henderson on the block for a nice layup. Great pass.
Makes it 10-7 now with 5 minutes to go in this first quarter. BG on top by three and then a foul here on Henderson as Calista DeMarc tried to take it inside on the left wing. So this will send DeMarc to the line. Both teams feeling each other out here in the first 3 or 4 minutes of this one. And DeMarc will settle in. First shot at the line is good for DeMarc. So important for END too, right, Coach? On the road, want to settle in. Long bus ride. Second shot is good for DeMarc.
I think Coach Hope would take everything you got right here except for the fact that Sutrick has the two fouls.
4:55 to go in the first. BG up by a point, 10-9. Suda comes off of a screen through the teeth of the defense. Missed the shot there. Too much on it. And a rebound for END. Down the left side, knocked away. And Camry Patton's got it. Suda with great hustle. Patton's across midcourt, goes back to Suda. Feeds one here for Henderson. And now they'll reset. Patton, dribble drive to the top of the arc. A bounce pass to Mayo. And to the far side for Kinter. Little give and go off Mayo's fingertips and a steal for END.
That was a nice look just a little bit out in front, the Bobcat player.
Crusaders on the baseline, tipped out by Mayo. Active hands there for the Bobcats. It'll stay with the Crusaders. With 4:18 to go here in the first and a 10-9 lead for END, or excuse me, for BG. Bobcats leading by a point. DeMarc trying to trade. Change that with a deep three from the left side. No, Mayo skies for a rebound. Mayo's going to bring it down the left side.
That was a really deep shot there.
Suda to the left side. Left elbow, pump fakes, into the paint, stripped, out of bounds, going to stay with the Bobcats.
Boy, Suda really likes that head and shoulder fake. She's very patient with it. She really does a good job selling it. That's the second time she's got into the teeth of the defense there, got downhill but hasn't been able to finish.
Bobcats will get it back into Suda. Another good pass to Mayo. Oh, and she just hit the side of the rim and couldn't finish on the layup. Back the other way for END. A jumper in transition. Won't fall. Mayo with another rebound. She's off to a hot start on the glass. Chest pass ahead for the Bobcats with 3.5 to go here in the first. Top of the arc. Now to Suda, left side. Little pump fake. Suda wanted to go to her left but didn't pull the trigger. Goes back to Kinter. Kinter into the paint. Her shot, no. Second chance for Henderson. Yes, lays it in.
Good effort there by Henderson. Get that cleanup deuce on the board there for the Bobcats.
Seven now for Henderson, and now a steal. She gets that. Finds Suda. Left elbow for Suda. Buckles on the side of the rim, and then a foul on Suda, who was trying to follow her shot and crash the glass here. 3:15 to go in the first. BG girls lead 12-9 over Elmira Notre Dame. And who are they going to take out here? Suda will go to the bench, and Jalen Winans will check in for the Bobcats.
Bobcats with a little full-court man-to-man pressure.
END will work it in, again going left to right. They're in the navy blue with the gold and the white trim. Trying to hang tough here. The sixth seed against three seed Bainbridge Guilford. Dribble drive into the paint. Floater here for END. No. Kinter with a rebound on the left side, and here come the Bobcats. Home run pass ahead for Patton, and it was just a half step in front of her, and out of bounds it goes.
Yeah, good look again, just a little bit in front.
Do you feel like maybe BG saw something on tape where they can push? We've seen a few passes go over the top of the defense.
I certainly think it was something that they were aware of and are looking for.
Crusaders back the other way. They try a long bank off the front of the rim there. It won't go from the foul line and out of bounds going back to the Bobcats.
Yeah, no hesitation. There was nobody under the rebound, and she almost took that from three-point range on a two-on-two fast break.
2:40 to go in the first. It's 12-9. Here's Jalen Winans with a big three from the right side for the Bobcats. No. And a rebound here for Darrow. Outlet pass. Knocked away. Looks like it's going to stay with the END. Crusaders have it directly in front of their own bench on the far side. They'll work it in and find DeMarc. DeMarc with a little dribble drive over the half-court timeline here in the Bobcats logo. Right side, another deep three for DeMarc off the back of the rim. Boy, she is not afraid to fire from out there. Kinzer down the right side. Chest pass ahead. Finds Mayo, reversing it back right side for Winans. And BG settling down here on this possession. 15 on the shot clock. Here's Camry Patton finding Winans. BG looking for some options now with 10 on the shot clock. Still left wing side for Kinzer. Finds Winans. Little step back for Winans. Now into the paint, and she fouled. Put it up and got hammered with two left on the shot clock. Jalen Winans to the line.
That's the first foul on Lauren Cusio. Really good patience there by Winans. I'm impressed for a ninth grader as the shot clock's winding down here in this sectional game. She didn't panic. She could have shot the three, but it would have been contested and forced. She took her time, made a couple dribble moves, got into that lane, drew the foul. So good composure by the freshman there.
Tough if you're Elmira Notre Dame. You played tough, tough defense for 28 seconds, but come up empty, and Winans goes one out of two. And that makes it 13-9 for BG with 1:45 to go here in the first. Crusaders over midcourt. Chance of defense from the student section here tonight in Bainbridge. Left side step back for DeMarc. I think Patton got a piece of it, and the Bobcats will bring it back down the floor after the air ball. With a minute and a half to go in the first. They find Mayo right side. Little give and go. They tried to go to Kinzer. It was intercepted. And E&D back down the floor on the left side after that steal. They'll shovel one back, looking for DeMarc. Crowd really getting into it here. A lot of people packed into this gym tonight here at BG. Coming up on 10 on the shot clock, a three from the left side is well off the mark, but a rebound here for the Crusaders. And Patton stole it away. Here comes BG. Winans ahead down the right side. Wants to take it herself. Jay with the left-handed layup. No. Rebound for Henderson, and she lays it in. Henderson's got 9 points, and BG leads 15-9 with 45 seconds to go in the first. Crusaders across midcourt. We got a travel here on DeMarc. Well, she might have gotten away with one there. Slammed the basketball a little bit, but officials let it go with 40 seconds to go in the first. And BG can play for a shot deep here in the quarter if they want to chew up some time. They go to Henderson on the right side. Patton flashing through the paint. Doesn't give it to her. Baseline drive for Henderson. Kicks one back out. Winans. Winans with a step back long. Two, and she catches it.
Boy, she's really giving them a big lift off the bench here late in this quarter.
BG 17, Elmira Notre Dame 9. 15 seconds to go in the first. E&D across midcourt to the left side. Nice crossover by DeMarc. Inside, shot off the paint, no. Henderson a rebound. 5 seconds left, first quarter. They go to Kinzer. It's going to be a half-court heave, yes, but it was partially blocked, and that'll do it. End of the first quarter. The BG girls leading Elmira Notre Dame 17-9. Second round of the Section 4 Classy Girls Basketball Tournament. We'll be back on WCDO.
The folks from Butts Concrete of Masonville proudly support local high school sports on WCDO and wish our local teams the very best this season. Butts Concrete manufactures many different types of precast concrete products, including septic tanks, stairs, catch basins, sidewalk pavers, and much more. Plus, they do residential and commercial septic and sewer cleaning. Just call 265-2887 for Butts Concrete and Septic Cleaning Services on Church Street in Masonville, a proud supporter of high school sports. On WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. Start of the second quarter. Coach, what did you think of that opening frame as BG pulled away late in the first?
I thought they just did a really nice job of running the floor, and they got a lot of second chance points, so that's about effort. Rebounding is about effort, and BG did a lot of that. I thought their defense was very good, too, to only give up 9 points. So we talked about early that they had to get to 39 and that their defense had to be spot on, and both of those things happened in the first quarter.
Crusaders have it down 17-9, a baseline drive here for Cusio, tipped away. Mayo got a piece of it, went to Henderson, she's got a steal. Kinter, right side, finds Mayo. Mayo stops, works one back out, Kinter for three, off the right side of the rim, Winans with a good rebound. Winans kind of slipped over on the baseline there. Appears to be okay, gets it back out, they find Mayo on the right side, and Marissa's shot is good. She has a real knack for hitting the front of the rim and then getting it to pop up over.
Nice soft touch, that's what you get by putting backspin on the ball, so good shot.
Mayo's got 6 points, and it's 20-9. BG up here by 11 with 7 minutes to go in the second quarter. END has it straight away. Long two here for Cusio. No. And the rebound scooped up by Camry Patton. Outlet pass to Winans. Jalen on the far side in front of the Elmira Notre Dame bench. Finds Kinter. Straight away three. Bang for Emma Kinter. And a timeout is going to be taken by END. Kinter with that signature three-point shot, and BG leads 23-9. 6:45 to go in the second. We'll be back on WCDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwood. Woods.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
6:45 to go, second quarter. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski. What a start here for BG girls. They lead 23-9 over Elmira Notre Dame, second round of sectionals.
Yeah, you couldn't ask for a better start for the Bobcats. And interesting that Sutrick is still on the bench for the Crusaders with those two fouls.
Yeah, she's a key piece of what they do for Elmira Notre Dame, and she's had to spend a lot of time on the bench, and DeMarc is trying to pick them back up. Gets a kind of mini breakaway layup there to go, makes it 23-11. Back the other way for BG, a good give-and-go pass, but Winans threw it to Kinter, and it railed off her foot and out of bounds back to Elmira Notre Dame.
So good time out there by Coach Kara Hope. Crusaders got a basket and a stop. Let's see if they can build some momentum.
Inbound pass, and they'll find Camry Patton there on the right low block, and she's hammered. Patton has been a key contributor off the bench this season for Coach Conway. Good to see her getting some minutes early in this ball game. Boy, she hit that three late in the MAC championship game, and you just thought, if you were a BG fan, boy, we're going to do this.
Mm-hmm. It was a big shot in that game.
And Patton's first shot at the line here is good.
So as you're saying all that, like I'm repeatedly reminding, you know, that was a big confidence boost for this team.
Second shot, no good. I think it was because they had lost to Delhi by so much in the regular season. Granted, BG was very sick leading up to that game. But I thought that was a great effort by BG in the MAC championship. Says, hey, we can play with anybody right now. Back the other way for the Bobcats. They got a rebound off a miss, and they find Jalen Winans other end of the floor, and she lays it in.
She up to 5 points already?
Yes, five for Winans.
That's big off the bench here in a sectional game. You'd take that any day of the week.
26-11. Yeah, Suda and Umbra over on the bench, but having Winans and Patton out there has not hurt the Bobcats. Left side, corner three here for END. Skims off the front of the rim, and a rebound for the Crusaders. They'll pull it back out. DeMarc wants to fire again and hits.
Boy, that was a nice shot, and that layup in transition might get her going. That's her first outside shot. So
DeMarc's got seven. Now she gets a steal, trying to keep END within striking distance. Pulls up and tries to go off the glass. Missed it. Mayo's got a rebound. BG still leads 26-14. And a pass to the far side for Winans. 5:15 to go in the second quarter. Winans back to the right side. Finds Patton in the corner, fires a three, and that's a little too strong. And a rebound, skying for that one, is Emily Cusio. Pass ahead here. Winans steals it back right near the scorer's table for BG. Cusio down the right side, finds Kinter, loads it up, and oh, in and out. Rebound for Henderson, and it's in. 11 for Henderson. Johnny on the spot there for Jaislyn.
Boy, that three from Kinter must have been 98% of the way in the hoop.
It's one of those classic rattles down and then pops back out. 28-14, BG girls on top here. Second round of the sectional tournament live in Bainbridge tonight. Little crossover for DeMarc and throws a dangerous pass to the far side, but Cusio is able to gather it up as END goes left to right. Back to DeMarc. Kind of feels like a one-trick pony right now for END. DeMarc, boy, she was thinking about pulling that from way deep, and it's going to be a shot clock violation. They just ran out of time. She made the extra pass, but there was nowhere to go. 4:15 to go in the second quarter, 28-14. BG girls on top of Elmira Notre Dame, and they'll bring it back down the floor.
Really good defensive possession there.
Suda's back in here for Bainbridge Guilford, but Peyton Umbra still on the bench. Pass to the far side. Henderson is fouled. Don't forget, we'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up, and we'll try to get you some out-of-town scores. I have a couple people reporting in to me tonight from various locations. And keep an eye on how everybody's doing out there tonight. Suda on the inbound is able to fire from the foul line and hits it.
Really like that out-of-bounds play that the Bobcats have put in. I've seen it before. Nice play.
30-14 here for Bainbridge Guilford with 3:45 to go in the second quarter. And now we got a foul on the Bobcats here. I think this is going to go on Suda.
Yes.
Yes, on Suda.
It's her second.
And what will Coach Conway do? He's not a huge fan of the call here.
Well, it was a hard one because the Elmira Notre Dame player kind of lost control of the ball and then just banged into Suda, so it made it look like the contact was the reason she lost the ball, but it wasn't.
Henderson almost had a steal near midcourt, but it doesn't matter because it went off of an END player, and BG will get it anyways. Yeah, Suda to the bench, and Patton right back in. Frustrating for Suda, but silver lining is they're up 30-14 with 3.5 to go in the second quarter. They've gotten some big minutes from Winans and from Camry Patton here. Winans to the left side, directing traffic, finds Patton to Kinter, wants that three again, and this time she hits it. And Emma's going to have one of those nights, it feels like. It's 33-14.
Yeah, when that ball went through, it looked like the net hardly moved. It was one of those right straight through the net there. Nice shot.
When they brought Emma up, I think it was 2 years ago, and she hit a couple of shots, it's like, whoa. When she's feeling it, she is on. END going left to right. Coming off of a screen. Straightaway three here for the Crusaders. Is off the rim to the left side. Rebound is scooped up underneath. Can't hit the shot, but a foul. And this will be Lauren Cusio to the line.
That's Emma Kintner's first. She kind of fouled the Crusader player as they were going to the hoop there.
Timeout taken. Who took this one, Coach?
I don't know. I'm waiting to see where he points.
Timeout BG. All right, we'll be back. 2:55 to go, second quarter. BG girls leading 33-14 over Elmira Notre Dame on WCDO.
Come check out the local high school sports wall of fame at Jerry's Inn in Bainbridge with that same iconic hometown atmosphere and a diverse, delicious menu. Jerry's Inn specialties include the Bobcat Burger and a special Jerry sauce, available on the Jerry Burger or the Jerry Chicken Sandwich. Also, daily specials like Taco Tuesday and Wednesday Wing Night. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge. Follow Jerry's Inn on Facebook for more specials.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
And welcome back. 33-14 for BG right now with 2:55 to go in the second quarter. Elmira Notre Dame to the line. What does BG need to do to continue this momentum, close out the half strong, and stay out of foul trouble?
Well, I think they got to make sure they take care of the ball and execute on offense. If they do that, they're going to use some of that shot clock. It's going to limit the possessions that the Crusaders get here at the end of this half. And, just play good, solid defense without fouling.
0-for-2 at the line, and Henderson with a big rebound. 2:50 to go in the second quarter. Henderson gets a pass from Kinter and lays it up and in. And Henderson's got 13. 35-14, a 21-point lead right now here for the Bobcats. And for such a good start, I thought E&D, through the first 3 or 4 minutes, gotten rid of the bus legs, settled in, but the wheels right now have kind of fallen off.
Yeah, they're just struggling to get anything going offensively. I liked your comment earlier that just seems to be like a one-trick pony. There really is only one threat out there, looks like, offensively, as Henderson steals it from DeMarc.
Steal now for BG. Mayo chased down the floor, and it got popped away from behind by Macy McWhorter. And they still have not gone back to Peyton Sutrick. Coach, at what point is it, okay, we got to roll the dice, we're digging too big of a hole, we got to get her back in?
That's a coach's decision, and you got to know your team. And, at this point, if you put her in and she got her third, you'd be like, why did I do that?
Right, right. And here's Winans. Tosses one up in the paint from straight away. Missed it to the left. Rebound for the Crusaders. BG immediately traps. Ball is loose, and somehow E&D comes out of there with it to the left side. And across midcourt. Pass here to the near side on the baseline. Now working it back out. A long two there for Emily Cusio. Can't get it. Got her own rebound. Shovel pass, back here to DeMarc. And a drive on the far side. We got a foul on BG. Macy McWhorter is fouled. Like, the only Achilles heel right now I can see, Coach, for BG is a little tiny bit of foul trouble.
Yeah, a little bit. But as you said, he's got good contributions off the bench here in the first half from Winans, from Patton. So I don't know how concerned Coach Conway is over there.
McWhorter hits her first shot at the line.
I mean, I do know because he's always concerned. But
that is Coach Conway. He is always worried about what could happen next. And so on the rebound, BG's got it. Quickly down the floor for Winans. Winans takes on the pass. We'll go back to Henderson from straight away. Now to the right wing again for Winans. Give and go. Finds Marissa Mayo off the glass and good. Well executed.
Yeah, I think that's got to be something else they saw in the scouting report, because that's about the fourth or fifth time that they've done a give and go on that right side, and that's usually not part of their flex offense.
And here is a drive by DeMarc back the other way. Couldn't get it. Rebound for BG. They lead 37-15. Down the right side of the floor here for Kinter to Henderson, and it's blocked. Good defense there by Libby Meisner. So BG with a commanding lead, and try to get you some scores at the half. I do have a couple of updates from Kander Moravia as well as Delhi Groton. And, of course, Unitego Union Springs tipping at 7 o'clock. So that'll be a little bit later and behind the schedule here. Henderson on the baseline lost control of it, trying to step through a sandwich and going to go back to BG or to E&D, excuse me.
Was there another game in Union Springs, or was that because of the travel time?
I'm assuming travel time. I did not confirm with the section why they changed that, but I think just a solid 2 to 2.5 hour trip to get out there. Probably just wanted a little extra time, and we got a jump ball here at midcourt. I also know that the Unitego staff and Coach Callett out at Union Springs, they're very friendly. They do some travel ball stuff together, so they know each other very well, and I'm sure that was an easy phone call to make to say, hey, can you give us the extra hour?
Yeah.
They might be willing to do it. 50 seconds to go here in the second quarter, and BG throws it away. They try to go to Winans on the right side and could not get it to go. Keelan Amon is going to come in here for the Bobcats. One of the JV call-ups. As that JV team had a great year this year for the Bobcats, so the future very bright here for Coach Conway. And to the right side, a floater in the lane for DeMarc. And she is fouled. We'll go back to the line. Someone asked me the other day, you know, Coach Conway's been doing it for a long time. Do you think he wants to retire? And I said, well, he's openly said on my podcast that he has no desire anytime soon to retire and wants to keep doing it and does so much with the youth program. I don't see it anytime soon.
No, I don't think he'll give it up until it's not fun anymore. And to him, basketball is fun.
DeMarc hits the first and the second. So she has a team-high 9 points. That's Calista DeMarc for Elmira Notre Dame. 40 seconds to go before our halftime break, and BG leads 37-17. Patton on the left side. Goes to Henderson. Had to drop down to her knees to get that before it was stolen away. And BG will keep it alive here. 10 on the shot clock. Coming off of a screen. Winans pull up from the foul line. Off the back of the rim. Tracked down by END with 18 seconds to go here before the half. END in the backcourt. Nice dribble drive here for the Crusaders. Stripped of the basketball. Patton chasing it out of bounds, but it's going to stay with END. And this will be the Crusaders having it in the, really the corner, the right corner of the right wing of their own offensive end. They'll try to float one in. Very close to a 5 second call. They throw it away. Mayo gets it 2-on-1. Mayo back the other way. It's blocked, but Winans is there to scoop it up and put it in. Jalen Winans with 7 points off the bench. And BG heads to the locker room with a 39-17 lead. They have really pulled away here from END in the first half. For Greg Bonskowski, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be back with the Marabito Energy Products halftime report. Again, halftime score, BG 39, END 17. And we'll be back on WCDO.
A great team shows up when it matters most. At Marabito Energy Products, we know what it means to have your back, especially when the temperature drops. From reliable propane and fuel deliveries to 24/7 emergency service, our trusted team is always ready to keep your home comfortable in every season. Because when the weather gets tough, you need a team that never takes a timeout. When it matters most, make it Marabito.
I think you'll be glad you did. Brown's Pharmacy is on Main Street in downtown Unadilla.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. We are here, and it is 39-17 at the half. BG Girls leading Elmira Notre Dame here, opening, or second round, I should say, of the Section 4 Class C Girls Basketball Tournament. BG the 3 seed and Elmira Notre Dame the 6 seed. 13 points for Jaislyn Henderson so far, 8 for Marissa Mayo, 7 for Jalen Winans, and 6 for Emma Kinter. 9 for Calista DeMarc on the other side for END. We'll take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. These are just some of the scores that have come in between Class C and Class D.
So Moravia leads Candor 35-14. Delhi leads Groton 23-10. Stamford Jefferson is ahead of South Courtright Andes 25-15. And Richfield Springs Owen DeYoung is up on Sharon Springs 20-11.
So again, there are a bunch of other games going on tonight, and we will have all those scores for you later. Our inside source told us that Unitigo needed a little extra time to get a bus to head out to Union Springs. So that is the reason for the 7 o'clock start. Appreciate that info. And there are a couple of game time changes for tomorrow for the boys. We will be doing Delhi boys hosting Moravia at 6 o'clock. Most of the games are remaining at 6. There were two changes in Class D. Edmiston hosting Wyndham is now at 4. And South Courtright Andes hosting Worcester is at 5:30. Everything else in the bracket, for all brackets, I should say, is scheduled for a 6 p.m. tip tomorrow night, including Delhi hosting Moravia, which is a rematch of the last two, I believe it's two, sectional finals for boys in Class C. And I believe they bumped into each other, boy, 3 or 4 years ago at Delhi as well. So long story short, they always seem to be on a crash course to play each other. So some good games tonight. It's going to be a busy time. And also tomorrow, Today was day one of the Boys States Wrestling Tournament up in Albany. I know there's a bunch of locals heading on to the semifinals, so congratulations to them, and they will be going for a New York State Championship tomorrow. Huge congratulations to Sydney's Bella Phelps. She won her first state title yesterday at 114 pounds. She's been so close. She's only a sophomore, but you know she's been up there a couple of different times and had some heartbreaking losses along the way, so congratulations to Bella. I think, off the top of my head, that will finish her sophomore year at 44-1. So she just had a tremendous year. We've already given her Athlete of the Week. I don't know if I can give her another one. I probably should. I am planning to catch up with Bella for an interview over the weekend that hopefully maybe I can toss on WCDO and as well as kind of do a mini podcast. I've had Bella on before and wanted to catch up with her after the season for kind of an in-depth look back on such a tremendous season. She's been so good this year. But I thought maybe, hey, this weekend we'll get 10 or 20 minutes with her, talk about states. She won her state final match 11-1. So she really just had a great and dominant year. So just wanted to give a little shout-out to Bella, to Coach Sean LaRose, Tony Ferreira. They all did a great job.
If she's had some close, heartbreaking losses up there, to win the final 11-1, it sounds like she was on a mission to leave no doubt and have no chance that her opponent could win that match.
Her closest match was, I think, in the quarterfinals. She won 10-6. Besides that, she was very dominant the rest of the tournament, and I don't think she was ever really in jeopardy at any moment. I think she got behind a little bit in that 10-6 match, but came back and did great. She was the 3 seed, and she beat the 1 seed in the final. So she went the hardest road and got it done. So just wanted to give a shout-out to Bella here tonight. She stayed up in Albany to support the boys that she knows locally. So she was there today and I believe tomorrow as well. So hoping to maybe catch up with her on Sunday for a quick interview. So, all right, that's going to do it for our Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Halftime score, BG 39, Elmira Notre Dame 17. Second round of the boys' sectional, girls' sectional tournament here. Boys are tomorrow. Third quarter coming up on WCDL.
Stuck in a ditch after sliding on ice? Take my advice. Call RC. When you hit a deer, have no fear. Call RC.
When these things happen, you need to call RC Sales Service and Towing. Ralphie's the most experienced tow guy out there. But best of all, he's the nicest tow guy on the road. So when your vehicle won't go, just call RC for a tow. 563-9299. That's 563-9299. RC Sales Service and Towing is located on Route 7 in Sydney. 563-9299.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumberyard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, we are set to start the second half here at Bainbridge-Guilford, 39-17. BG Girls on top of Elmira Notre Dame. Welcome back. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski. And a steal by Suda, who's back in after picking up a couple of fouls in that first half. Suda will pull it back out. And Umbra's back in there as well. Coach, was Umbra in foul trouble? I didn't think she was, but she sat for a lot of the second quarter.
She only had one, but I think a lot of that was due to the great play by Jalen Winans. She just played phenomenal in that first half.
Suda with a nice drive here, lays it off the glass, and it's 41-17. And END will bring it across midcourt. And what can the Crusaders do to try to dig out of this hole? They got a lot of basketball left to be played, but my goodness, a deep hole on the road here in sectionals. And so the Crusaders will pump one into the left corner. Cusio with a three, that'll help. Emma Cusio with 8 points now as she hits that three-pointer.
So when you're behind like this in any game, you just got to chip away. Get something positive on each possession at the offensive end and the defensive end. That was a good start.
Can't get it all back in one possession, but a great pass here from Henderson finding Marissa Mayo.
But you got to play defense when you're behind.
Mayo now has 10 points, and BG leads 43-20. Going to be a very busy night across a lot of Section 4 for basketball. Norwich is even hosting a doubleheader tonight. Don't have a score up there yet, but they were going to play the girls at 6 and the boys at 7:45 tonight over at NHS. And shot back up off a rebound here from Peyton Sutrick. She's fouled and will go to the line, and we really haven't had a chance to watch much of Sutrick because she got in foul trouble so quickly. And so Sutrick will head to the line. Good size, and was able to pull down that rebound right there.
And Umbra must have been in foul trouble because I only had her down for one, but they just called her for that foul, and that's her third, unless they have it up there on the board wrong. So maybe that was why she sat a little bit with the two fouls in the first half.
I was thinking it was one. I thought, okay, maybe I missed one as well. As Sutrick goes one out of two right there.
Yeah. But Coach Conway's leaving Umber in the game here. Trusts it's a senior.
Finds Henderson down low, and she hits. Henderson's got 15. Makes it 45-21. And DeMarc in the backcourt will come across the Bobcats logo, and we'll leave it for Sutrick. Pull up for her, no. Rolls off the back of the rim. Henderson got a rebound, and we got a jump ball. Arrow will give it back to the Bobcats. Going to be a busy time next week as well. The Class C semifinals will be out at TC3, and Class D will be at SUNY Delhi. That's kind of been the normal path the last couple of years. Here's Kinter with a little drive into the paint off the front of the rim. It won't go. Mayo's got a rebound and splash for Marissa Mayo. 12 points for Marissa. It's 47-21. So we'll see what the matchups are.
Bobcats have two players in double figures or three so far?
We have 15 for Henderson, 12 for Mayo, 7 for Winans, and 6 for Kinter.
Very balanced.
Steal now for the Bobcats, and Umbro will bring it ahead down the right side. Finds Henderson, back out, Suda, and she hits from the foul line, and Suda's got 6. Timeout, Elmira, Notre Dame. Everything going BG's way, and they lead 49-21.
With 30 seconds.
5:12 to go here in the third. As Coach said, a 30-second break. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. 49-21, BG on top. And Coach, you said it. A lot of balance here against Elmira Notre Dame. It can really come from anywhere with this BG squad.
And it really just comes down to they just execute so well. I mean, just every set is spot on, and they know where to throw the ball. They know who's supposed to shoot where. They know who's setting the screen. They know where to dribble, how to get the angle. Just superbly coached.
Coach Conway, his practices, I'm sure, are just making sure that you know every detail of that offense. As we got a foul in DeMarc here, we'll go to the line. This one's on Henderson. DeMarc hits the first one at the line. How much do you think he has to hammer that stuff home to them?
When he has a veteran team, not very much, because they've been with him so long. I mean, some of these kids that have been on the varsity, you know, 3-4 years. So once he kind of gets it, this is the way it's going to be, and if you don't do this, you're not going to play. You learn pretty quick that that's what you have to do. As Suda drives to the basket here, and she's going to draw a foul, and it's going to be on DeMarc, her first. So with 4:49 to go, the Bobcats lead 49-23, and Victoria Suda goes to the line for 2 shots.
Suda's first is good, and Suda's up to 7 points. DeMarc made her foul shots on the other end of the floor. Didn't want to forget that. They have 11. She has 11, I should say. And second shot for Suda will not go down. Rebound for Sutrick. Outlet pass for DeMarc. Right side, picks up her dribble in a tough spot. Henderson tracking her, and she'll pull it back out. with 4.5 to go in the third. 50-23 here for Bainbridge Guilford. And a rebound by Suda. Suda's off to the races. Numbers if they can hurry. Suda down the left side. Takes it in and scores. Suda from a tough angle, and she's got 9.
Tough angle, and she shot that with her inside hand, too. On the left side, used her right hand. I think she was trying to draw the foul. Very tough angle, but nice soft touch off the board.
52-23 now for BG, and it's all going the Bobcats' way tonight. Right side here for Elmira Notre Dame. They pass it inside for Sutrick, lays it up, left it short. Might have been partially tipped, and an outlet pass here for Umbra. Finds Suda. And now to Kinter, reversing right side. Mayo thought about a three, doesn't pull it. They reverse to the far side for Suda. Now dishing, finds Mayo again. This time she will fire. Buckles on the side of the rim, and a rebound here for Sutrick for END. And the outlet pass here for DeMarc. She pulls up in the paint, can't get it to go. Rebound out of bounds and going to stay here with END. 3.5 to go in this third quarter live here in Bainbridge tonight. BG girls leading 52-23. They're in control right now against Elmira Notre Dame. Crusaders will float it in and try to pump one back out. DeMarc with a deep three off the front of the rim. Boy, she is not afraid to let that fly. The rebound goes out of bounds and is going to go to BG.
And in all reality, most of the time when you see somebody shoot that far out, they really have to struggle to get it there. She hasn't struggled one time. All of her shots been online. It looks like her normal shot, so she really has worked on her range, it looks like.
That is a good-looking shot. Nice rotation. Just hasn't fallen tonight here.
And END, for the first time, has changed it up defensively. They're in some sort of zone here. I don't know if it's a 3-2.
Yeah, hard to tell from this first look at it. Mayo with a corner three. No, Henderson with a rebound and got stuck in a tough spot. Had it stripped away, and here comes the Crusaders. Back the other way, a layup opportunity for DeMarc. Tough angle, she missed it. Suda into the corner. Suda slow to get up, appears to be okay, though. Boy, she kind of went down awkwardly, but appears to be all right with 2:50 to go here in the third. Suda right to the bench. Coach Conway said, all right, let's get you out. I think it was almost like her shoe just kind of stuck in the corner. And they go right inside to Sutrick here, and she's fouled. With Suda out of the game, END trying to take advantage.
And that's going to be the second on Mayo.
And so Peyton Sutrick, the senior, to the line here for END. It appears that Suda is okay. Talking with assistant coach Kim Mayo over there as Sutrick misses the first shot.
I think in that situation sometimes it just scares you more than anything because your body moves in a way that you're not used to that happening. So kind of says, oh, whoa, what was that?
Sutrick goes 1 out of 2, makes it 52-24. And a pull-up three here is off the back of the rim for Winans, who comes back in here off the bench after a great first half. For BG, across the midcourt timeline for Elmira Notre Dame. They try to go right back inside for Sutrick. A good move, and she lays it up and in. Sutrick's got 4. Makes it 52-26 with 2:15 to go here in the third. Mayo to the left side. BG reversing it, taking their time. They're in the home whites tonight with the navy blue trim. Finding Mayo. Steps into a three. In and out. And Patton gets the rebound, keeps it alive here for the Bobcats. Back out, Winans. Her shot is short. Another rebound for Winans. Now to Kinter, reversing back, and they'll reset. Winans, baseline drive. Will go inside here for Henderson. Ball movement to the far side for Mayo, and she is fouled. And Marissa's going to go to the line, and she gets hacked on the left low block with 1:45 to go in the third. Try to get you some quick out-of-town score updates at the end of the third quarter as well. As Mayo will settle in at the line. First one is good for Marissa, now with 13 points. Another one coming here for Mayo. Got it. 14 for Marissa Mayo. And BG leads 54-26.
Boy, she doesn't play like a sophomore.
And it already feels like she's been around
forever.
Forever. So, again, this young BG squad going to be very good for the next few years. As here's Sutrick feeding one into the corner for Elmira Notre Dame. Jumper from the foul line is off the mark there for Emily Cusio. And this one ends up going out of bounds. It's going back to BG.
Still trying to figure out this zone. I think it's a 2-3, but it just looks like they play in a tandem at the top a couple times.
That is strange.
But the rotation on the bottom is weird.
And a long jumper here from Kinter won't go.
So what I mean by a tandem, so normally in a 2-3, your two guards play in a tandem and they're kind of parallel to each other, going across, almost like across the free throw line. If you play in a tandem, it's almost like the number one, and it almost looks like a 1-1-3 zone. So they've done that a couple times, which I think has thrown BG off, but they are certainly moving the ball around, getting good open looks.
BG pumping it inside for Sutrick. It was knocked away. Gets it back out to Cusio. Her shot won't fall. Rebound for Emma Kinter.
Boy,
50 seconds to go in the third.
Every time Sutrick catches it, it seems like there's three Bobcats right there.
And here's a three from Camry Patton, and she hits. Camry's got four. Hit that foul shot in the first quarter, and now the three makes it 57-26. Crusaders to the left side. Coming off of a screen. Boy, another NBA range three, and this one is good. Splash for DeMarc. She's got 14. It's beyond the college line. It really is an NBA range three, probably. Left side back up here to Kinter. And Mayo. Again, BG taking their time. Shot clock's off. Game clock at 10. Coach Conway wants the last shot of the third. Winans. Three-pointer in the right corner. Got it. Jalen Winans. 10 points for her. And that's going to do it. The half-court heave. What a first or a third quarter, I should say,
yeah,
by BG.
Spend that kind of night. Nice patience on offense. They move it around. Hit Winans over in the right corner to bury that three.
60-29 for BG. Fourth quarter coming up here on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen & Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen & Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. We wish our local teams great success this season, and we remind moms and dads that DTC offers dedicated high-speed internet service to many towns in Delaware County and is continuing to expand our services throughout the county. DTC also provides quality digital cable TV programming, reliable phone service, and home security systems. For more information on DTC, visit DelhiTel.com or call 746-1500.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back. 60-29, Bainbridge-Guilford girls leading Elmira Notre Dame. Second round of the sectional tournament. Five on the shot clock for BG. Camry Patton. Oh, in and out. Suda with a rebound. Good to see Suda back out there after that little scary fall she had. Lost control of it, and END's back the other way. Into the paint. The floater off the front of the rim. No. Rebound for Jaslyn Henderson. And she is fouled by Elmira Notre Dame.
So, to update your out-of-town scoreboard here, at the end of three, Moravia leads Kander 62-36. To start the fourth, also at the end of three, Stanford Jefferson leaves South Courtright Indies 40-32. And at half, Richfield Springs' Owen DeYoung leads Sharon Springs 34-25.
All right, that's just a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. Of course, we'll try to keep you updated for the rest of our broadcast here tonight into our post-game show, and then we'll have the rest on my Twitter page tonight. as well as natelaw.com. Later tonight we'll have full recaps of all those games. And to the right side for Elmira Notre Dame, they'll look to pull it out here with DeMarc, and then a foul, I believe, on Henderson here.
I believe that's going to be her second. So she's done a good job all night, really pestering DeMarc.
One of Jaislyn's specialties is loves to just get an assignment like that on defense and say, hey, how can I take it away? Pass to the inside. They try to go to Sutrick. Lost control of it. END holds on. Cousio into the far side. Little give and go on the baseline. Try to go inside for Sutrick again. And the turnaround won't go. Rebound for Winans. Long pass ahead for Henderson. And the left-handed layup is good for Henderson, who has 17.
Really nice pass there by, I believe it was Winans that threw that.
62-29.
Real good hit-ahead pass there. Led her out in front.
END with a jumper from Cousio on the right side. That won't go down for Emily. And on the baseline, out of bounds, going to stay here with the Crusaders. Again, next week, the boys and girls semifinals for Class C will be at TC3. And for Class D, they'll be at SUNY Delhi as Henderson gets a nice round of applause. Comes out early tonight for Coach Conway. And so we'll decide after tomorrow night's games where we're going to go, try to spread it out as much as we can. We got a foul here on BG. But going to be some exciting games next week.
That's on Victoria Suda. That's her third.
Third on Suda.
Bobcats have some fouls piling up, but the way they've shot the ball tonight, they have a comfortable lead.
DeMarc in the corner, another three. Cannot get that to go. Rebound here for the Bobcats down the right side of the floor for Patton. We'll feed one for Winans. She's wide open for three, and that's off the side of the rim on this right wing side. Rebound for Elmira Notre Dame. Back across midcourt, DeMarc, another deep three, and this one's just off the back of the rim. Sutrick is fouled on the rebound, and you can see, I wonder how it would have been early in the game if they could have gotten Sutrick going without those fouls. She does make a difference in there for the Crusaders.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, I mean, we talked at the break. I had said before the game, GBG needed to get to 39 points. They had that at halftime. And their offense has been consistent throughout the game. 17 points in the first quarter, 22 in the second, 21 in the third. And they've almost held END to under 10 points each quarter, 9, 8, and 12. So really an outstanding all-around performance tonight by the Bobcats.
Sutrick, 1-for-2 at the line. She's got 5. Makes it 62-30. Bainbridge-Guilford on top here as they will take their time on offense and try to chew a little bit of this game clock with 5:20 to go here in the fourth quarter here on their home floor. BG is the 3. Elmira Notre Dame is the 6. Patton with a corner 3. Missed it. Rebound for Mayo, and she lost it. Elmira Notre Dame back down the floor. We'll pump one to the interior, and it's knocked away, and BG's got a steal. Ahead for Jaylen Winans. The Victoria Suda through her hands, and out of bounds it goes.
Somebody needs to check that ball for some grease on it. No one can seem to hold on to it here the last 3-4 possessions.
Victoria Suda to the bench. Maren Lormer will come in to get some minutes. So Coach Conway taking an opportunity to slowly start to take some of his starters out here and protect them from any injuries or anything like that late in the game, but also get some extra rest as his team looks like they are about 5 minutes away from booking a trip back to TC3 for the sectional semis, where they will face the winner of Unitigo and Union Springs. Bobcats have it to the right side with Winans to Patton in the right corner as BG goes left to right. And they'll reverse it to the far side for Mayo. BG pumping one to the side here for Umbra. Shot clock down to 10. Payton into the paint, left it just a little short on a floater. Patton trying to chase the rebound along with Lormer. Jump ball, Arrow keeps it with BG. And Coach Conway, I know he loves to get in his truck, drive around Section 4, scout various games, and it certainly paid off here tonight as they've had a great game plan against END. felt like right from the tip, the offense was clicking and they knew what they wanted to do defensively. E&D back down the floor as BG leads 62-30. Sutrick on the inside, can't get that shot to go. Tries again, misses it off the front of the rim. Patton with a rebound. And here is Mayo across the Bobcats logo at midcourt. Goes to Winans. Feeds one far side, chest pass, Umbra. Now back to Winans. And her pass to the far side is tipped. Winans will hold on. Shot clock's at 10. BG will work it to Umbra again on the left side. Little give and go, but they really haven't been able to create anything. Back up to Umbra. Near side, tipped out. And it's going to be a turnover. Last touch by BG.
That's not a bad turnover, though, because you took 30 seconds off the clock and you're ahead 62-30. So at this point, you just want that clock to tick and you don't want anybody to get hurt. You want to advance to the next game.
Mayo to the bench. Keelan will come back in here for BG. So the only starters left on the floor right now, the only starter, is Emma Kinter. And you got to expect that she will probably come out here somewhere in the next couple of minutes. Coach Conway may be deciding who else he wants to put in. Nice for him to pull up some of these JV call-ups after a heck of a season for them. Normally he wouldn't have enough to pull all five out, as he usually carries right around eight, maybe nine, for the regular season. A long two here is up and good for Emily Cusio, who has 10 points. Makes it 62-32. BG on top with 3:10 to go in the fourth. BG's going to be a tough out the rest of the way, no matter who they run into. There's some very good teams still in this Class C tournament. We'll see what happens after tonight as BG throws it out of bounds in the right corner, going back to END. But certainly a team that has come together very well this year and will look to improve their already stellar record. Their only two losses this year, both to Delhi. A three from straightaway. They're letting it fly right now for END, and a rebound off a miss. Sutrick's got it and is fouled, and we'll head back to the line again. Thanks for joining us tonight on WCDOsports.com. Our free audio is brought to you by SFCU. And to all our other sponsors who make our broadcasts possible throughout the year. Sutrick at the line. It's good. She's got 6 points. And another one coming here for Sutrick. We'll have our three awards coming up after the end of tonight's broadcast as Sutrick goes 2 out of 2. NBT Bank, Marabito Gresham Insurance, and JM Electrical Contracting are sponsors for the postgame show. Lainey Baldwin will check in here as well, and all five starters are out right now. Madison Larson in as well for BG. They're getting a little rotation. So, yeah, this is pretty much a complete fresh five. Winans has seen the most time here tonight, but this is a future group that we will see for BG, including having Winans. As you said earlier, she's only a freshman. Some of these girls looking for their first varsity points. Now a steal, but BG gets it back. And they try to go to Lorimer through her hands, out of bounds. But as you said, Coach, not a bad turnover. As they have been chewing up some clock. And Elmira Notre Dame is going to go to the bench as well. And we got to say it, Coach. Your favorite player coming in.
Yes, number 10, Fatoumata Coulibaly. Great name, Fatoumata Coulibaly.
She is in for the first time tonight for Elmira Notre Dame as they trail 62-34. That's a tough one. Tough one to say.
I've seen some real hard ones in the Patriot League the last 2 years, so that one I really liked how it sounded and pronounced. It was nice.
And you said Coach was impressed. You got it first try.
I got it first try. She said, I was the first person all year that has asked that got it right.
Very impressive. BG's got it going left to right. They lead 62-34. A corner long two is up and good here for Madison Larson. The crowd loves it.
Yeah, nice shot over there from that left corner by the eighth grader.
1:40 to go here in the fourth. Jumper from in close. Lormer's got a rebound off the miss for END and a foul here, I believe, on Sutrick. So BG is going to advance. Again, they'll play the winner of Union Springs and Unitigo. If they run into Union Springs, the Wolves are going to be tough. They got some good size. Jenny Dom is a fantastic player on the interior. They got a big who's 6'2", and then probably two girls who are 5'11", maybe 6 foot. Matty Callett is an excellent guard. And if you play Unitigo, you know that Bob Z's going to have the Spartans ready to go after a big upset if they could take down, if they could take down Union Springs.
Yes, but at this point,
Keelan Amon for three on the near side. Three ball for her.
At this point, if you're still playing, you're probably playing a good team.
Yes, very true. Timeout taken here by END. We'll keep it right here with 106 left. END wanted to take a timeout so that they could get some of their seniors out of the game. Coach Hope bringing some of her players over, and this is always a tough time. I know you've been through this as a coach when, you know, you got a minute left, you know you can't win, and this is it for this group. They got a minute left. She's going to have all her seniors come back out, I should say, to play this last minute together. And this is where this marathon of a season, you go, what happened to it? It's gone in the blink of an eye.
Yeah, and it's hard because it happened so quick.
I mean, right 2 hours ago, you're thinking, boy, this is a great bus ride here. We got this team. We're going to try to pull the upset tonight. And then 2 hours later, your career is done. As here is a jumper in the lane for Macy McWhorter, and she's fouled.
Yeah,
she hits
nice,
the shot, though.
Nice shot there. A little running left-hander.
67-36. BG on top.
Then the hard part is when you get in that locker room as a coach and you've worked with this kid for 3, 4, maybe 2 years, and they've given you everything that you've asked, and you know that you're not going to share that locker room and you're not going to share a practice again. It's an emotional time for the coach and the players.
Foul shot's no good for END. BG will pull it down. Coming up on 35 seconds to go here, fourth quarter. Two dominating wins here in the opening two rounds of sectionals for Bainbridge-Guilford. They're going to have a chance to go back to the big court at TC3. And they'll be right where they've wanted to be all season, the Section 4 semifinals. This is a BG team, I think, on paper coming in. People didn't know what to expect, but they've had a heck of a season. Fans giving them a standing O. This will be the last home game of the season, no matter what, for BG. They win 67-36. The crowd really into it here. A big, big win over Elmira Notre Dame. Always tough to play END. You know they're going to be a good squad. And being a private school, they can bring some different things to the table, but BG gets it done here tonight. And that's going to do it, 67-36. Postgame show coming up as Bainbridge-Guilford advances to the Section 4 semifinals here on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance Team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
At NBT Bank, we know that life's biggest milestones start with everyday moments. Like a family gathering starts with coffee on a first date. Buying your dream home starts with opening a savings account. And growing a successful business starts with a single deposit. Because no matter how unforgettable the extraordinary days are, there's a lot of everyday banking that leads up to them. NBT Bank. It starts here.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull, Greg Bonskowski here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Just before we get into everything, Coach, what a dominating win here tonight for BG.
Yeah, absolutely dominating performance on both ends of the floor. Before the game, we talked about the fact that, you know, BG needed to score. The magic number was 39. If they scored 39 points, they were undefeated. They had that at the half. Very dominant performance. We talked about the points, almost 20 points in three out of the four quarters, and they pretty much held END to 10 points or fewer in almost every quarter, 9, 8, 12, and 7 for the 36. So really just an all-around effort by these Bobcats. Very well coached and good win. They move their record to 19-2 and await the winner of Union Springs and Unitigo in the Section 4 Class C semifinals.
I'm just seeing, I thought I had an update here. Yeah, end of the first. Unitigo leading Union Springs 8-5. Excuse me, 8-5 at the end of the first, if I'm reading that correctly. Wow, what a start out there in Union Springs. So Unitigo, no bus legs. They've come to play. So we'll keep an eye on that. I do have a final score of Moravia defeating Candor 69-49. So they win there. And I do have Delhi ahead of Groton 38-18 at the end of the third quarter. So Delhi in control. So that could potentially set up Delhi and Moravia in the semifinals. BG awaiting that winner of Unitigo and Union Springs, which is flip a coin right now. So
you also had a score at the half in Class D, Section 4, Cherry Valley Springfield leading Edmiston Morris 26-22.
With a minute left, Stanford Jefferson girls leading South Courtright 48-43. I do have a score of CVS winning. So that halftime score I had was
from a while ago.
Was from a while ago. CVS winning 41-39.
Wow, close game.
So let me look at that bracket there. Yes, yeah, CVS will await the winner of Charlotte Valley Skenevis and Lawrence Milford. So CVS moving on there. I do have a final for Delhi here, 49-20. So the Bulldogs will get Moravia. So good score there. I'm just going through the phone. Make sure everybody has it here. I see that Norwich girls are winning. I don't have a score quite yet, but that's good. Stanford Jefferson wins 55-43, so they pulled away there in the last minute of the game, probably some last-minute foul shots down the stretch. That's tough because Stanford Jefferson, that is the fourth time this year they've had to play Courtright between two in the regular season and the Delaware League Championship. So SJ just continuing to roll there. McKenna Hoyt having a heck of a season.
Yeah, she's a difficult matchup.
Difficult.
I think she'd be a difficult matchup in the Class C bracket.
When we did Stanford Jefferson and Oneonta, I got a good chance to talk with George Fody afterwards, Oneonta girls coach, and he said, you could put her anywhere, stack, whatever. She is going to be a dominant player in Section 4. So it was good to hear from George. I respect his opinion on that. So, okay, let's get through our scoring summary here. Very even for BG again as they win here tonight, 67-36. 17 for Jaislyn Henderson, 14 for Marissa Mayo, 10 for Jalen Winans, 9 for Victoria Suda, 6 for Emma Kinter on those two threes, 4 for Camry Patton, 3 for Keelan Amon, 2 for Madison Larson, and 2 for Peyton Umber. On the other side, high scores for END, 14 for Callista DeMarc, and 10 for Emily Cusio, and 7, pretty much all in the second half, for Peyton Sutrick. All right, Coach, time for our three awards to wrap up our broadcast here tonight. And again, just, we always say this, when we get into sectionals and a local team is playing a team from out of the area, we respect the other team, but we are going to give all three awards tonight to BG. First up, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. It's brought to you by NBT Bank, top rated by Forbes and by the people who matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support our local high school athletes in the Tri-County area. We're going to go with Marissa Mayo tonight. Had 14 points and just always seems to find a way to get the big bucket. As I said, her signature shot to me is the three that hits the front of the rim and then pops in.
Yeah, she always just seems to be in the right spot at the right time, and she's got a nice touch. She can score from a lot of different areas. Just a threat that you kind of have to be aware of, and she kind of sneaks up on you, I think. Like, you know, she'll have, like, you don't think she has very many points, and all of a sudden you look in the book and she's got 13, 15, 17 points. So she's had a great season, and she certainly doesn't play like a sophomore. We talked about that during the telecast, but seems like she's been around forever. But she's a very solid player for the Bobcats.
Next up, we are going to have our Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. It's brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Visit MirabitoGresham.com and see the difference. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local teams this season. I know she had a game-high 17 tonight, but we wanted to give the defense award to Jaislyn Henderson. She was very, very good again in that department.
Yeah, I thought she really set the tone for the Bobcats when she picked up Calista DeMarc early in the game and just kind of made her life difficult. She hounded her all over the floor, made her work for everything she had, and then, you know, the offense bonus and the rebounding and the hustle and the effort and the leadership that she provides as a senior to this Bobcat team, certainly well-deserving award tonight for Jaislyn.
Richfield Springs ODY is up 51-29 with a minute to go there over Sharon Springs. Wanted to pass that along. Finally tonight, the JM Electrical Contracting All-Purpose Award is brought to you by JM in Guilford, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. You can get peace of mind this winter with a new Generac generator for your home or business from JM Electrical Contracting of Guilford. We wanted to go with Jaylen Winans here. She was excellent tonight off the bench, 10 points. Handled the ball well, distributed it well, steals. She really was an all-purpose player.
Yeah, I thought she had a really good game, and only a freshman. She came in and did not seem fazed or in awe of the moment and just played her game. And, boy, I'm glad I'm not a coach in the MAC for the next 3 years to have to figure out a way to try to contain her. But I thought she was a big factor in the game tonight. And if they're going to be successful moving forward, it's always nice as a coach to have somebody that you can count on coming into the game off the bench that you know can give your team a spark. And whether that's by scoring some points, playing defense, hustling, and Jaylen certainly did that tonight for the Bobcats.
A final score in Class B, Shenango Forks 75, Sydney 46. Nayla Miley's historic career at Sydney will end. She scores 19 tonight. Chloe Vandersamen with 13. But Maggie Warpus with 20 for Shenango Forks. Of course, the Oregon State commit. Very, very tough. That Class B bracket with Sus Valley and Forks is tough. But Sydney falls tonight 75-46. So wanted to pass that along for all our Sydney fans. Great year for the Sabres. That Class B bracket, tough. We're going to have all our final scores later tonight. Again, I will post the scores first on my Twitter or X page. And when I get home, I'll get all the stats, put them up on natelaw.com. I know a lot of people this week said, hey, I'm going to print off the bracket and then fill it out as we go. So that's always a fun thing to do at home. So that will do it here. Our final score tonight, once again, 67-36, BG defeats Elmira Notre Dame, awaiting the winner of Union Springs and Unitego. And the Spartans, last check we had, were up 12-5 on Union Springs early in that game as they tipped off at 7. Would that not be a huge upset that people across the state would say, holy cow. So, all right, Coach, that's going to do it. We will see you sometime next week, right?
I hope so.
Hopefully, yeah.
See you sometime in a gym in Section 4 somewhere.
Delhi boys tomorrow hosting Moravia, 6 o'clock tip-off, about a 5:50 Butler Auto Sales pregame show. I'll be there. Broadcast partner, maybe to be determined, but hopefully our good friend Rich Turnbull. And then Coach Bonds will be back with me next week. But I'll be up in Nate's Nest over at Delaware Academy looking forward to a really good boys game tomorrow, 6 o'clock tip-off. Again, Moravia at Delhi. Big thanks to Jim Tomeo, also to Craig Stevens back in the WCDO studios. Stay tuned this weekend. We got a really good podcast coming out, hopefully tomorrow morning, that has some BG connections with the U.S. women's hockey team. So keep your eyes peeled for that. And we will see you tomorrow night on WCDO Sports.
The songs that you want to hear on the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO. When I'm gone.